So we are giving them blessed water, which also then will continue the healing process in the spirit, as well as in the physicality and the emotions. Understand? So how did you manage this day? Did you feeling for yourselves the energies flowing through? Giving and receiving. Would you like to talk about what you're receiving? What did it feel like?
Strange, because at first she didn't touch me very much. And then she would be on my body guard.
Did this happen? What happened? Say again.
At the end of shaking, he's not waiting to come back quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. So I was still not understanding what to do properly. I'm learning.
That's right. And when you don't have
to put my ego aside still and my thoughts.
That's right. However, now you know not to do this thing. Mm. So next time you don't do it. So that's all right. But this is for you to hear, because then you can get it.
I have a lot of respect for you, so I don't do it like, you know, so you just have to learn to
that's right.
Not worry about doing things correctly. Yeah.
What you're doing, when you're hearing it from somebody who is on the receiving end of it, you are hearing it from the mouth of the horse, are you not? Yes. You're not just because Sonji said it, yes. This one is saying for you that this is how we feel. Came back good. Too quickly. Mm-hmm. So you have it.
So I know next time not to.
Not to do that. You finish at the crown of the head. You say thank you to oneness for allowing you to be a channel for the healing energies. Mm-hmm. And then you wait. You watch the face, you watch the body until the soul comes back inside it again. It's very good. You did very well. Mm-hmm. And this child is a very, very beautiful channel for healing energies. Mm-hmm. As you have discovered for yourself.
It definitely, definitely helped a lot, and I'm very grateful, thank you.
So how did you manage? How did you manage? It was for you a practice, was it not?
Well, it was for this style of healing, Sanjay. I actually go to the Spiritualist Church in Point Shev, and we do healing there. On the people that attend, and I suppose I say I erred, but at the church we have roughly 7 minutes, because we might have 50 people sometimes, and so the way we finish our healing is to put our hands either side and just bless them, and that tells them that their healing is finished.
And
here it's different, and of course at the church we don't go over the whole body because some people object to it.
This is because this has not been taught about touching, you know, and this is how Sonji is coming to teach people about this. And certainly you can be long or short, however you need to ask the spirit people to make it shorter time. And that way you are not governing when it is going to be start and finish. This is a lesson for them to learn also. They don't know how to do this thing. So they're not being given the teach. They don't know any different. And when you have these so many peoples, they may have, there needs to be more peoples who stand to give the healing energies.
Well, it's an hour session, so they haven't got time, so they've just got to. Anyway, it's how they do it. So.
That's right. So they have managed in this way, however it is not very good for the one that is receiving the healing energies. And this is, you have using wordings of this, you say, you're telling them that the healing is finished. That is not as true, you know, that is not so true, because the healing energy does not finish. It continues for as long as they are requiring it. Your task only is finished. And what is happening is that the people that are doing this thing are being governed by their own ego self. They are attempting to meet an earthly requirement. When you hand over to spirit, then all the requirements will be met, including the earth ones. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And it is learning to trust that this will take place. Certainly there will be some that will take longer than others, because mayhap they need more energy than others and need more intervention than others. What I am teaching people is that you are not the one that decides how much, how long, and so on and so forth. In the event that people want to offer the healing energies for this thing, then they need to be prepared to give more of their earth time and not be so. What is this word? I don't have that word before. What is this stingy? What is this?
Tight.
Oh, I was going to say this being poor with time. However, this one is giving my word stingy.
That's right.
It means so, very restrictive. You're restricting their
that's right. So this is it, not to... This is a lesson that these souls could learn. Were they open to learning it? I'm not saying they are open to learning it. However, it is a good lesson that they could learn. Because when you are offering yourself to be a channel for the healing energies, there is no room for the ego self to be in the way of it. Healing energies will go, and in the event that you only have short earth time, that is all right. The peoples in spirit will work with you. You say to them, there is not a lot of earth time. Can you carry on with the healing energies? However, let I know when I task is done after this amount of earth time, and they will do this thing. And you don't have to do anything about it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
That's right. However, in order to change the minds of those people, you alone may not be able to do it by talking. You may have to do it by demonstration, by starting to live and walk and breathe the teaching. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that as you walk and live and breathe the teaching, you will be the example. You will be the living example of what is possible. And there are many ways to bring the soul back to the body. When you are working to be a channel for healing energies and the soul is leaving the body and going on the journey, mayhap sometimes you have watched it sonji or organism. Sometimes when somebody is I borrow you again. Come. So you pretend, you close your eyes and put your hands down by your side and just let yourself go loose like that and stay there. Now let yourself begin to drift as though you're going to go out of the body. That's right. Now, when you want the soul to come back into the body and you have finished your task, then you can speak to the peoples that are within, the doorkeeper and guardian, and you can say, please bring this soul back down into the body. Bring them down now gently and quietly, like that. Take a breath inside now. Feel yourself. And you watch. Is that right? Could you feel it coming, going out and coming back? And this is how it is done when somebody is away for a little while and you are aware of the earth that someone else wants to come to be receiving the healing energies. Then you can call them back. You can say, please, it is time for you to conclude your journey and the healing will continue for you. Please come back now. Time to come back. And you can bring them back to their bodies this way, asking them nicely, quietly, from your soul to their soul, and then they will come back.
Do you mean to say that you say it from within you to within them rather than out loud?
Oh, you don't say it out loud.
No, but, right.
Oh no, don't say it out loud. That's the same as getting old and shrinking them.
Anybody
alluded
to this? Anybody in there?
Yes. That's right. No, you don't do for this thing. You bring them back gently, like that. This can be done. Now, mayhap it is that the soul has gone on a long journey and has much to learn and much to assimilate when they are away, and you have to let them do it. And even though you call them, sometimes they will not come because they have got to finish what they are doing. It is polite to let them finish and be with them and sit with them until they do return. It does not matter how long it takes, even if somebody else has to run about and do lots of other things, and you sit and you wait with them, because that is what is needed at that moment.
I've heard the Buddha say that she's done that for like, it can go for long, it's not going to be an hour or more.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, in the event that somebody has to make for these things to close and lights to go away, then somebody stay with this one until such time as they come back, take care of them, and together you can make for your things, doors to close and your lights to go away. It is only to give space. You will find that there will not be so many that will do this thing because they will come back, because the people will respect your request. And when you start at the crown of the head and you finish at the crown of the head, and you know that this is going to be the pattern of things, then the soul also will recognize, and it is as though it is being given a signal without you having to do anything more. So that when you feel the hands come to the crown of the head, you feel the energy flowing through the body down to the feet and back up, and then the general healing energies grow, and then you finish once more at the crown of the head, and then you step back And when you put your hands back to the crown of the head, that is going to send the energies back down to reside right down into the base chakra, you know. So that completes the cycle. And the soul, when it knows of this, will respond to this. And it won't be very long after that, usually, that they will come back to their body. Usually. It's only occasionally you get one that goes on a long journey. So you might like to begin to practice a little differently and find out for yourself. It will not be very easy because you will be finding your own ego self being conscious of, I haven't got very long, and I wonder whether everybody's going to shout at I for taking too long with this person or that person, and you will find you will have to overcome that consciousness of self to begin with. It will take practice. May help you like to practice here first.
Wouldn't it be one to one? But if you had 50, there'd be 25 people doing it, wouldn't it?
No.
Is that not, you can't do that?
No.
No. Because that would take a lot, you know, you could have more time on each person then. Yeah, you know, like we did in the hall, that point there, yes, with people there. The one he had over.
I am always present, you know.
Capitoli, when we.
However, people are not sure about being channels for healing energy. They don't believe that they can be such a thing. They believe that everybody else that is doing this thing is a very special gift and that they are the only ones who can do it. They don't believe that they themselves have the ability. Everybody has the ability to be a channel for healing energy. All of this required is encouragement and the teaching to show them how. If this little one and others like him can do this thing and be channel for healing energy, anybody can. Is that not so? So mayhap some teaching needs to take place. Mayhap Sonji needs to come and teach them. And that would give something else for them to consider. I'm going to go now, and I'm going to leave you with the power of all your learning and all your sharing and all your loving. And then I'm going to give you some soundings to listen to go to your homes. So I leave you with all of this to take with you through your life. So be it.
Thank you.
Do you want to make for this to go? Just place it to go. And then you can sing your song and dancing your song together.
To remember to allow the crystal light of love to burn bright within your heart, and may the light of oneness strike it and bring forth its brilliant colours of light. To drive away the darkness from your soul, be at peace.